This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, here's a combination: the hard work of students from tough backgrounds and the watches that wrap the wrists of billionaires and celebrities. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports from New York on an attempt to save a threatened profession.
Behind the heavily secured doors of Turneau's workshop, watchmakers fix the world's most expensive timepieces, worth tens, even hundreds of thousands of dollars.
1960 model Rolex. A model that we don't see too often.
Terry Irby is in charge. His gentle southern accent and pristine white lab coat give him the air of a country doctor, one with a magnifying eye loop around his neck instead of a stethoscope. And he's running something of a teaching hospital for watch repair.
Do you see a little arrow down at the bottom?
Yeah, it is. That's why it's the push button, but when I push it, it's not coming out.
He leans over the workbench of 20-year-old Justine Hernandez, learning to delicately take the hands off a watch. Tricky to do without scratching its face.
This hand did not come off.
Like others here, she comes from a high school for older students, those whose progress may have been held up by poverty, homelessness, or run-ins with the law. This is a whole different world for her.
We're looking at all the beautiful watches, and there's this one watch that stands out. It costs like $40,000, which is like a car, probably a couple of cars.
The skills she's learning could lead to a good job.
I don't think any qualified watchmaker starts for less than $50,000, and it can go up.
This program isn't just corporate goodwill. Wristwatches are fashionable again. The company needs people.
I have often said that I would take 10 watchmakers today if I could find them.
Students who do well get paid internships, which can lead to jobs.
Got to make sure there are no fingerprints on this crystal, because once the movement goes in, you can't get to it.
That's the fun part, right?
Irby works with recent grad Edwin LaRaghi, who's intensely focused on a handsome Cartier worth several grand. One time he got so wrapped up in his work, he went home wearing his eye loop.
I'm like in the train, the only guy with an eye loop, and everybody looking at me like if I'm a doctor or something. It's a part of me now.
A young man confident he finally found what he loves, what he's great at. Good news for his future and that of a rarefied profession. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.